Hey everyone, welcome to the Gospel CMS podcast. My name is Ben Bellery, and I'm excited to spend some time with you thinking about how to get stronger, go deeper, and become even more like Jesus. Today we're talking about the power of reconciliation. What exactly does it mean to be reconciled? Actually, being reconciled means to restore friendly relationships with, which is kind of like saying to bring something back that was previously broken. Now, how many of us listening today, if we were brutally honest, have at least one relationship we wish were reconciled? In other words, how many of us have gotten into a really deep disagreement or conflict with someone we cared about and it's just not working right now? How does it feel when you're involved in a dispute with someone you care about? How much worse does it feel when it's gotten so bad you can't even bring yourself to talk to that person, much less look at them? Maybe you're feeling that way right now. I want to take a few minutes today to share some practical ways we can overcome that feeling and literally be a champ when it comes to conflict. The first step to overcoming conflict is just to admit that there's a problem in the first place. Now, that may be familiar to folks if you've ever been part of a recovery program. The recovery program that we're going through today is called the I Don't Want to Face This Conflict program. It can be downright painful to admit we're not feeling good about being at odds with someone else, especially when it's someone we love and respect. Or maybe even more so when it's somebody who we want to love and respect us. The second step to overcoming the conflict is actually approaching the other person, or people, if that's the case, and sharing that you both know there's a problem. Now, please take note of something here. I'm not suggesting that you step up or step into somebody because you have a problem. This is about showing someone you want to be in a good, wholesome relationship with them. And whatever else you do, please keep the conversation between the people involved. No one else needs to be included here at this point. It's all about you and that person right now. It might start out as a text or an email, but it really needs to happen, either by phone or face-to-face, if you're going to be effective. The things I'm describing right now require more than a little courage. If you're going to be a champ in this fight, you're going to have courage. Let me pause for just a moment here and point out something we may not have thought about yet. I think we can all pretty much agree God didn't create any of us perfect. We're broken, incomplete creatures. That said, God always has and always will want to be reconciled to us. And guess how he did that? He sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to live amongst us, to model what it means to be a champ to us. You know how he did that? He let his Son serve as a one-time, perfect sacrifice for anyone who has or will make the decision to accept it. He did that whether we wanted it or not. Jesus did it with joy, for sure. But there was a moment, and maybe a lot of moments, in a garden called Gethsemane, when Jesus had to literally resolve himself to be the sacrifice. And that, my friends, was God's expression of courage. So when you're feeling overwhelmed, ashamed, scared to face that person, take a deep breath and remind yourself of what God did on your behalf. And then thank him for giving you that same courage through the power of the Holy Spirit. And go be courageous. Now, if you really want to be a champ, you've also got to be humble. Be willing to listen to what the other person has to say. Have an open heart. Did you have something to contribute to the problem? This is not the time to stick to your pride or your fear. Fess up. Let this person really hear you say for real that you want to be reconciled. Feel God's Holy Spirit coursing through you as you are obedient to His will. At the same time, this is not about accepting bad behavior or being a doormat for ugly behavior. This is just you sharing how you feel without pointing fingers. How they respond or react is up to them. Have you ever noticed that Jesus never overstated who He was, even though He is God? He just spoke truth in love and let others do with it what they would. Even though He had all the authority of heaven, He didn't take advantage of it. You may have heard of Jesus calling Himself, I Am. He did that on a number of occasions. It was a confirmation that He was and is God. He's the Creator, not a creation. And His Spirit resonates as the Am. For us, the Am part of reconciliation is attitude and motivation. If we truly want to move through this conflict and be reconciled, we have to have a right attitude and right motivations. This cannot be about seeking justice, needing to be right, pouting if the other person doesn't apologize. We come in with a positive attitude and we have righteous motivations. We approach this situation wanting with all our hearts to be unified with the other person again. We pray for God's will to be done before we start the conversation. And we pray that God will bless both of us in the process before we ever even begin to seek reconciliation in the first place. Even before He was betrayed by a friend, Jesus prayed and asked the Father to make all of His followers one, just as He and the Father are one. And even though He knew not everyone would be willing to give up their own desires to follow Him, He asked anyway. He demonstrated He was and is the great I Am through His own attitude and motivations. When we do these things faithfully, we are given the opportunity to experience peace. Our hearts rejoice. Our minds and consciences are clear. We're free. If you've ever reconciled yourself to someone, you know the weight of the burden that's lifted off of you when you come to find resolution. Again, let me be clear about this. I'm not talking about when you've unloaded on someone and can feel justified and still need to tell a few other people how you took care of it. I'm not letting people off the hook just because they got to say their piece and go on about their business. No, I'm talking about feeling a peace and joy that surpass all understanding because you've done everything it takes to be a champ when it comes to reconciliation. You want to know when you're really there? Jesus had been beaten badly. He'd been spit on and cursed. He had a crown of thorns violently and mercilessly shoved on His head. And as they started driving heavy iron nails into His hands, He looked to the heavens and asked the Father to forgive them. Because as He said, they don't know what they're doing. That, my friends, is peace. That is reconciliation. I'm praying for every one of us here today. I'm asking God to make all of us a champ for reconciliation. I'm praying He gives each of us the courage to admit at least one relationship in our lives needs to be reconciled. And maybe it's a relationship with Him. I'm praying he helps us to find the humility to accept our part in it without blaming someone else. I'm asking him to change our hearts where we need it so we have a righteous attitude and proper motivations. And I'm pleading with him that when we go through this process his way, we will experience the peace that only he can provide. I hope that you've been blessed today. I hope that you're encouraged. And what I'd like to ask is, if you call yourself a Christ follower, if you believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, I pray that you will truly, graciously spend some time thinking what relationships in your life need to be reconciled and how can you lean on God to help you reconcile those relationships. And for those of you who don't yet have a relationship with Christ, I pray that if you've heard this message, that you'll at least give it an opportunity, that you'll spend some time truly asking for this God, the God of the universe, the true creator, to reveal himself to you in a way that will allow you to feel the peace and joy that nobody else can ever explain. Thank you so much for listening today. I appreciate your time. Look forward to talking to you again soon. Goodbye.